Like to call the committee back into session, into order, entertain a motion to come out of executive session. A motion by Congresswoman Goodfox, second by Congresswoman Pratt. All in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we are out of executive session. We are still discussing consideration of ONCR 1906, which is a resolution to authorize and approve a limited waiver. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to report out ONCR 1906 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Are there any opposed? I'm a no vote on it. Motion carries. We will report that to Congress. Next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCR 1912, a resolution to approve the First Amendment to the Land Management and Farming Grazing Lease entered on the 10th day of April 2017. This has been a discussion at the Blue Stem Ranch Board level. At one point in time, because of the delay of the fire barn being built, that they thought that they weren't going to make their $500,000 in-kind, what's the term? Improvements on the ranch. That's a part of their lease. They later found out that date goes from lease term date to lease term date instead of by fiscal year. So when they discovered that, then they realized that they were going to be in compliance. But it raised a red flag to them that maybe they might plan to do something in a particular budgeted year, may not happen, or they may go over that $500,000 projection for that budgeted year, and then they might fall short the next year. So they wanted to be assured that any in-kind monies that were applied would be applied as needed and necessary to satisfy that $500,000 a year. And they had a conversation with the executive office, I believe the chairman and vice chair, talked with assistant chief and chief standing bear. They came to agreements of the terms that are in this resolution. And I asked assistant chief to stay here to let the committee know that they agree to the terms that is in this amendment. Would you say a couple of words about that, please?
When this first, thank you. I think I can do okay if it's right here. When we first got this agreement, we listened closely to what the ranch board thought was fair and desirable as a change in the agreement. I took notes and went back to my office. I drafted this agreement, showed it to the principal chief. He gave his immediate approval to those changes. We then gave it back to the ranch board. They had their attorney put it in amendment form. I think just to fully fill this out, I mean, we heard from some members of Congress that no, just chief doesn't need to, I mean, that Congress doesn't need to approve it. And chief said, no, if Congress approved the big lease, they need to approve the amendment. So I actually disagreed with him on that, but he insisted. So we took this, it went to Mr. Jones, he sent it back, I checked it. He's rearranged the parts a little bit from our original draft, but all of the pieces are in there verbatim. They just happen to be in different places in this amendment. So I texted the chief this morning and ran this back by him, indicating that I was giving approval, and so we're good.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. Is there any questions from the committee? Congresswoman Goodfox, there's one thing I'd like to do. I think that title's horrible because it doesn't reference what it's talking about. So I'd like to insert the words between the Osage Nation and Osage Nation Ranch LLC. So I'd like to make that amendment real quick if you would allow for me to. I'm going to amend the title. If I write it down on here, will that be good for you, Madam Clerk? Between the Osage Nation. what are we calling it, Osage Nation Ranch LLC? Is that what it's being?
I was going to, okay, so I had a question about that.
Okay.
Because it's not enacted yet.
Yeah.
So it's technically Blue Stem is still Blue Stem.
I have a plan for that.
What is it?
My plan is, I asked the assistant chief this morning if there's any possibility of that resolution being vetoed. And he said no, that the chief was in agreement to change the name of the ranch. I will hold this bill until we get that signed. We should have that signed bill back by Thursday of next week. No, Monday. We should get it back. I'll ask if we can get it back expeditiously, and then we can get, I'll hold this until we vote on it on the floor of Congress, so it'll all match.
Okay.
I'm all about this matching stuff, you guys, you know that. Any more questions? Assistant Chief Redcorn.
I'll ask the chief to sign that at his earliest opportunity.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Let me finish writing I'm trying to figure out what we changed the name of that ranch to. Osage Nation Ranch LLC, is that it? And page 1, line 16. Page 1, line 16. After lease. Okay. Guess I'll make my own motion here. I never have done this as a chair. Do you want to do it for me, anybody?
What?
It makes me feel creepy to make my own amendments. Okay, I'd entertain. How's that?
Okay.
I'd entertain a motion to amend ONCA 19. Well, we know to amend on page 1, line 16, after lease, insert. Between the Osage Nation and Osage Nation Ranch LLC.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of the amendment, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay, now I'm ready for a movement.
Motion to report out bill number ONCR 1912 to Congress with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we will report that out to Congress. And can I give that back to you in just a minute since it is my agenda? I'll hand it back to you in just a second. Okay, next item on our agenda is consideration of 1936, an act to establish a law, competitive bidding, for the gaming enterprise businesses, Osage Casino, and Business Enterprises of the Nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. Either I'm not reading very good, or we need to work on that title a little bit, too, at
yes,
some point.
We do.
Okay, thank you.
No, I already did.
Okay, all right. Okay, you two.
I did yesterday.
We are on a Friday. I can really tell right now. So... Congresswoman Pratt, you have the floor. This is your bill, and I will get it up on the screen here shortly. Would you like to invite anybody to the table with us?
I would, because I think we kind of know where we are now. And so here's the product, and I'd like to just get to work together. I appreciate everybody's input as we move along, so we can work together collectively to hopefully get this taken care of. We have Mr. Mark Rebar from the Gaming Enterprise Board and Kim Person, the Osage Casino's director, and Elizabeth Hembry from the Gaming Commission, and Mr. Bruce Cass from Osage Casino's.
Please join us at the table.
Please come. I had a brain cramp on his title again, so sorry.
Got it up.
Everybody, there's an empty spot right here too. Yeah, or you can do that.
There's a chair down here of Congressman Tillman's too. Somebody's not scared of sitting by Paula.
So, yeah, welcome and thank you for coming. I've spoken with Ms. Pearson. I know that's been, it was put together very quickly, and so I'd like to hear from them. They have just have a few things that they want to discuss. Right off, I'd like to start with them, and then we can move on to particular discussion regarding the other entities.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Yes, please, Ms. Pearson.
All right. Thank you guys for having us today. We really appreciate the work that Congresswoman Pratt has done on this bill. Bruce and I have reviewed it, and there are only about four changes that we would recommend. The first one being on page 4, line 184. It still references Osage Nation officer, and to be consistent with the language throughout the bill, we recommend Osage Casino or Osage Nation business entity.
Right here? Mm-hmm. Do you have suggested language?
Throughout the rest of the bill, you refer to it either as Osage Casino officer or Osage Nation business entity. That keeps it consistent with the language you've used throughout the bill.
Congresswoman Pratt, would you just want, do you just want to take notes and amend at a different time and discuss this right now all the way through?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Please continue on.
Okay. Then page 15. I believe it is line 684 in speaking with Congressman Walker, we use the word shall, and we'd like to change that to may.
Yeah, you put a 15 in that box up there, Chairman.
684.
Thank you.
Okay. You made it. 684.
If the property specialist is a new team unable to negotiate a satisfactory contract with the highest ranking firm, the negotiations shall cease.
May. Okay. And then finally, page 16.
Okay.
I have spoken with Elizabeth Hembry on this section, and I believe it is 704, line 704. We would like to recommend that it state the Osage Nation Gaming Commission's designee.
Okay.
That allows us flexibility should the commissioners be unavailable or are not able to come into a special meeting or an emergency.
Okay.
And then finally, this one's more of a question. 712, Section C. This is different language than we'd seen in previous bills, and we are not sure of what the intent is. It appears to us to be reporting of the emergency, but it also requires to go back and look at three previous months, and we weren't exactly clear on who we should be reporting to. But Ms. Hembry does have some proposed changes to this section. If it is just a solely to keep documentation as to why we did the emergency, but as it's written, we're not exactly clear what the intent was.
Congresswoman Pratt, would you like to hear from? Do you know what the intent is, or would you like to talk to legal counsel?
I'm sorry, I've been trying to even see where she was. I was reading something else. But I would like to. Invite Mr. Gill in.
Mr. Gill, if you can hear this loud voice.
He just went that way.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, so we'll get him in a second.
Would you get Mr. Gill for us, please, Dana?
270? Yes. Let's start to center. Okay. 712.
It's cold
in here. Yes. Report in writing. Can we go get Paul and get him to everybody?
That's... During the previous, that's kind of a funny, that's funny language in there, I think.
It's definitely not easy.
Yeah.
It's not super clear what is
What's the intent of that? Yeah.
Right.
Something we might need to know. Is it cold in here? I don't get cold very often, but I feel cool right now.
Mr. Gill, here, I'm going to give this. Can we discuss? I'm going to feel like Oprah right now. This is awesome. Okay.
Me too.
They were wanting commission wanting clarification on.
This language is simply came straight from the six that were previously proposed. I talked to Ms. Hembry, and she had several things in here she wanted to change, that one of them being the 10 days changed to 30 days. And then she had some changes to the last sentence. Have you proposed those amendments or changes?
So, Ms. Hembry's offered the 10 to 30, and on line 716, after a report, add a period and strike, detailing all emergency, the remainder of the sentence. Oh, excuse me, insert detailed report, period, and strike the remainder of that sentence.
Well, you're not really proposing an amendment
no,
right
I'm
now.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you what she's proposing. I'm just clarifying what that...
And I'm sorry I got a little bit distracted talking to the speaker. Was that existing language you were trying to work into it that was given somewhere?
This was language that came out of the six that were previously proposed. It's okay. Not language that I drafted.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we do have a solution for that that's agreeable to everyone, that makes that understandable? Mm-hmm. Okay.
We just wanted to make sure that the intent was just to have a report that showed why we called an emergency, had the documentation, and then we would keep it. I just wanted to make sure that this report wasn't supposed to go to anybody. It would just be kept with the documentation.
Okay, Congresswoman Stabler.
Just some clarification, because again, this paragraph is written as if it were for gaming, and yet it interjects governmental agency. I just think that there's not a balance there for both sides.
I would agree. This section on emergencies seems to only comply with gaming and not the business entities, because it does give specific to the Gaming Commission, and they cannot regulate the other Osage Nation business entities.
Is there a way to put exclusivity in that section only to the enterprise, Congresswoman Stabler?
Well, are you suggesting then that we create another section that if this bill is supposed to be for both sides, then either the paragraph has to equal for both sides, or it does need different sections referring to, or different paragraphs referring to each side.
One for gaming and one for the other entities.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
The way that it's currently drafted, it's not technically for both sides. It's only for the gaming side. If we want to add the other business entities, we can. I would suggest maybe another section, because that one is purely focused on gaming. That's a decision for the committee to make on whether or not you want to have emergencies for business entities. Obviously, the gaming, you can see the need there. And the rest is debatable for the other business entities.
And you're just referring to this section or the whole bill?
Just this section. The remainder of the bill applies to both.
And I'd just like to voice, I agree with Congresswoman Stabler, but I don't see any of our other business entities in the next 3 years having an emergency that's going to call for this amount of money to be spent on a construction project. And I think we could amend it in, fashion it in later if we just made it exclusive to the gaming enterprise.
Okay.
That's my thoughts. I don't know how anybody else feels about it.
I'm agreeable to that. If the situation arises, then
amend it in. Right. So there is a way to make it more just exclusive to that. We can look at some language to do so.
It appears, I'm not sure why that language to the governing body of the governmental agency is still in there. It looks like it's superfluous and could be stricken out.
Okay. Ms. Pearson, let me recognize Congressman Stabler.
Well, that brings up another point, too. We've raised this limit to $250,000 because it's the casino, because they do deal in those high-dollar amounts. Our LLCs don't, or rarely do, if any. So I still wonder if there's if we're just pulling the LLCs in right now because we think we should, and really they require something different.
I don't think that they do. That's just my opinion, though. I don't think they should have to remain under the procurement process of $50,000 currently here at the nation. But that's just me. Any more discussion to that? I was wanting to ask Ms. Pearson if she, are you at the end of your stuff?
Yes, those were the only changes that we had to the document. And once again, from gaming's perspective, it is exactly what we were requesting, and we appreciate the work.
Congresswoman Pratt, what time do we have here? Scheduled to go to 3:00. It's 2:30. I've placed it on Tuesday's agenda, and I placed it on Wednesday's agenda. I haven't had an opportunity. I made notes of where the changes need to be made, but I've been carrying other legislation, so I haven't had the opportunity to read through it, and I'd like to be able to do so over the weekend. I'm glad that the gaming has done so already and came back with their changes. I don't believe I'm going to have any, but still like to read it, so... Do we want to put it specifically on Wednesday's agenda so people will know we're going to do this Wednesday? Because Tuesday we have a presentation and Congresswoman Edwards' two bills concerning gaming. And I could put this on that agenda also, but that's a two-hour meeting time, 4 to 6, or I can extend it to 7 if we want to stay here and do it. Congresswoman Good Fox.
I stepped out for a minute. Did you make those amendments that they wanted you to make already, or you're about to make them?
No, I mean, we can fix those in there right now. But if anything should come at a later time, once she had requested a review again, so we can do it all at once, or... we can go ahead and the remainder of the time that we have, we can go ahead and work on these.
Or come to the table with a committee substitute with those incorporated in. Whatever you want to do.
Well, and I'm totally agreeable to that too, but that's goes back, flip-flops back and forth. So if that's the will of the committee, then I can do that. But typically when that's said, they're like, well, I want to go by one, but then other committees, we come with a committee substitute. So that's up to you all, how you would like to. I can do either way.
Okay. Congresswoman Stabler, did you want to be recognized?
I just wanted to interject. I'd like to have some more time with it, too. So we can put it on next week.
Okay. So, yeah, I wasn't opposed to that at all. The question I was trying to clarify was, I'll come with a committee substitute. That's what we'll do. I'll bring that. We'll work
I
off of that.
I love committee substitutes.
Yeah, I'm just saying the last time I brought that up the other day, everybody wanted to go by one, so I'm never clear. I want to know what this committee wants to do right now, and so I'm going to go ahead and bring a committee substitute.
Speaker Walker?
I just wanted to go back to the issue that we were talking about before, and that was about combining the business enterprises of the LLCs into this. As I said here today, I think I would prefer to just see a competitive bidding law that was specific to our gaming enterprise and then consider changes to our LLC's competitive bidding processes at another time. That's just my preference, just in case I'm not at the next committee meeting.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm fine with that too. So I'm just saying, I'll do that. I want to know how many people want to do that actually on this committee, because we can do that.
I'm cool with it.
I mean, just further discussion on that, because like I said, I was going to keep on trucking for this portion of it either way, and that's how it was together first. Like the discussion that we had the other day, the example, I was like, okay, well, this policy was this, you know, law was the policy, was the bill, so here's the bill, and it can easily be accomplished.
Well, since the sponsor has said that you're going to bring a committee substitute, it's going to be placed on the Wednesday agenda. I'll make a motion to postpone bill number ONCA.
Congresswoman, our legal counsel was wanting to be recognized. Can we hear from him before we move this off the table?
I just wanted to say that I do have still a draft of this bill that is just focused on the casinos.
Right.
So it won't take any time at all to present that.
Right. Well, so, okay. So that's what I'm saying. Before you motion a table or anything, that can easily be done and move along, which is why I would like to know from this committee, because I'm hearing that from a few members. Now I'm hearing from the speaker as well. And because I am in full agreement that everybody continue to review it and see how the others would fit in. But we are hoping to accomplish this for the casinos, and that could easily be done. So I'd like to hear more about who is more for that at this time.
And I would agree with Congresswoman Pratt, the sponsor of this. We need to know, time short, we need to know what our expectations are of what we want to be looking at come Tuesday and Wednesday, and what to review over the weekend. So I think we need to have that discussion, Congresswoman Pratt.
Right, which is why I've told Congressman Tillman all along that I was always willing to yield to his legislation. I didn't know that the Blue Stem Ranch Board was coming in. So I thought this was, at the time, I had it just for gaming. And so I was always going to yield to his, but I was also not withdrawing it until I knew for a fact that this would be accomplished for gaming. So that's where I'm still at. And it can easily be accomplished if that is how we are choosing to proceed.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Goodfox.
So I'm agreeable to whatever route the sponsor wants to go. I think that there is an immediate need for the casino. I think that other entities could possibly wait and maybe be addressed later. And so if you decide to go, I will support, and I'm also committed to getting this out on Wednesday. I'm committed to passing out whatever bill, whatever route you want to go on Wednesday's meeting to Congress with a due pass recommendation and it hitting the floor and hopefully being signed into law. That's what I'm committed to.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, so thank you, I appreciate that. But what I'm thinking is, in hearing from other members who that might be where they stand at this time, because here we are and I feel confident in where we are right now with the gaming portion, but we're gonna have to continue to review and then look for specifics how it would play out for the other entities. And with each time I have presented for the gaming enterprise, and all the representatives have been here as well as the gaming commission, all the players have been involved and are in agreement. However, when we have addressed the other bill that withdraws, the ranch board, we have not heard from that specifically. At the time when we had the ranch board here, they did state, we want out, you know, but when we actually addressed the bill that withdraws them, we did not hear from them on it specifically. We got to hear about an issue that they've had and why they want out, but not any of the mechanics of how they're going to move forward. So that kind of, those discussions haven't taken place because we haven't addressed Congressman Tillman's bill at all. So,
well, Congressman Tillman has asked me as a chair how to carry forward. I said, I'm going to leave it on here, but I believe that a bill's being drafted to encompass all enterprises. So I think that's, was my understanding and possibly my desire also makes sense to me in my mind. So that's why we haven't brought his forward to address or speak about specifically what he wanted to do, because he was in the holding pattern thinking we were going to have an enterprise competitive bidding act. That's why. That's the answer to that.
Right. I agree. The second meeting that we have, but I'm not even doing that. I'm just saying that's fact where we stand right now.
Right.
So in order to, we would have to accomplish that with the further discussion on the other entities and have their input by Wednesday. So I can go either way. I'm just wanting to accomplish this here. So
okay, I still don't think we know what we're wanting to have on Wednesday. I heard Speaker voice his opinion that he would not like to have the other enterprises taken out. I prefer it. No, he wants just to be specific to gaming, I believe is what he said.
And I as well.
Specific to gaming? Congresswoman Pratt.
Which is why I say, I don't know how much time we have left, but which is why I say if that's the case, then that could easily be accomplished right now. And those amendments can be made right now. And unless you were talking about you would like more time on the review for the gaming portion, then I don't know what the holdup would be today. As far as gaming, if we can get the other, take it back to where it was, do the amendments right now, we could pass it out of committee right now.
I still haven't reviewed it. Have you reviewed it?
I've reviewed it once, but did you say we're having a meeting on Tuesday?
We have a meeting on Tuesday. We have a meeting on Wednesday.
You can pass it out on Tuesday?
Yes. Okay. My apologies. I thought that you meant, I'm sorry. Maybe in my head that we've already gone over the gaming portion, but I was thinking your hesitation was more with the other entities.
It was more with the other entities, but okay. I don't think that there's a problem in getting it out on Tuesday.
Right.
I don't either. I'm dedicated to getting their
yes.
Their
okay, so let's do that. Let's go on
also.
Tuesday. But are we wanting Maria?
What? Please continue.
Going back to the gaming. Okay. Will do.
Chairwoman?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe we could spend the remaining time. It's unfortunate that Congressman Tillman had to leave for a doctor's appointment, but maybe we could spend the remainder of the time determining whether or not Congresswoman Pratt should bring forth a committee substitute that removes the other enterprises and concentrates just completely on gaming.
I thought that's what this conversation was about. Congresswoman Pratt.
I'll bring both. Okay. We'll talk about it Tuesday, and I'll bring both. If you all want to review and continue to how it's going to move forward, then I will also just bring it for gaming as well. Does that sound good? Okay.
Okay. So are we...
Motion to postpone. $19.36 to the call it to be out to Tuesday.
Okay.
I'm going to be specific.
You can be, it's already on, it's already on the agenda.
It is.
It is, but I'm letting you know that my
commerce agenda.
It also, I'm going to let you know what's on the agenda right now. I have the ONES meeting. We start at 4, ONES meeting for 45 minutes. We have Congresswoman Edwards, two bills, and this is the third one down on the agenda.
Well,
And then on the Wednesday, this is the first item on the agenda. That's how they're already set, they're already noticed.
Or Thursday.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor of the motion? Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we are in adjournment.
20 right, we have to get a report.
I don't know.
Here's the mini report.